Unit 6. Short Conversations. Directions. In this section, you will hear 20 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.
1. Robert worked as a secretary for 3 years. Then he became a newspaperman. After that, he started writing novels.
I know, and he's been doing that ever since. Question. What is Robert's occupation now? 2. I only bought this washing machine yesterday, and it's already broken.
May I see the receipt for it, please?
Question. Where is this conversation probably taking place?
3. Why don't you give up smoking? It's such a bad example to children.
It's one of the real pleasures in my life, that's why. Question. Why does the man want the woman to give up smoking?
4. Did you remember to bring the book you promised me?
I'm sorry. It completely slipped my mind. I'll bring it tomorrow. Question. Why did the woman apologize?
5. I suppose one reason so many tourists come here is because everything is so cheap.
Cheap? Nothing is really cheap in America. Question. How did the woman react? 6. Jane must be over 20 now.
Yes. When Tony left Paris 10 years ago, Jane was already 15.
Question. How old is Jane now?
7. A button's come off this shirt.
We can get a needle and some thread at a department store. Question. Why do they want to go to a department store? 8. I want this sweater, and I'll take that scarf, too.
All right. The sweater is $21, so the total is $35.
Question. How much does the scarf cost? 9. Have you ever seen a rocket ship?
Only on TV.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. It must have at least 2 bathrooms and a large kitchen.
And a 2-car garage and a 1/2-acre garden. Question. What are they probably discussing? 11. Frank, it's so good to see you. When did you get in?
I just flew in from London.
Question. What can we say about the lady's reaction to her guest? 12. I'm tired of eating the same foods all the time.
There's nothing we can do as patients.
Question. Where did this conversation occur? 13. Beware of the guard dog. He is well trained.
Oh, thanks for the warning.
Question. What can we say about the dog?
14. Do you like this shirt?
It's too big for me. Is there a smaller one? Question. What does the lady want? 15. Mark's sister just came by. She said he had been waiting in Shanghai for 2 weeks and still hasn't gotten his tickets for America.
That's strange. I thought he had planned to go to Beijing to purchase them himself.
Question. What news did the man hear from the woman?
16. Here's your receipt. It'll be $10.75 for the cable and $20 for the antenna.
Wow, that's expensive for such a repair. Question. What could have been repaired? 17. To get to the library, you can walk east about 8 blocks or catch the bus at the next block and get off in front of the library.
I think I'll go on foot. Thank you.
Question. How far will the man walk to the library?
18. May I see the watch, please? I can't decide whether the watch or the ring is the better gift for my wife.
Perhaps you should let your wife decide, since it's for her. Question. Where did this conversation probably take place? 19. I'd like to speak to Betty, please.
Sorry, she's not here now. May I take a message?
Question. Where did this conversation probably take place?
20. Let's go to the store.
I'll come along later. Question. What have they decided? Passage. Americans busy working in the backyard is a familiar scene. They insist that their tomatoes taste better and that they are cheaper as well. People split wood all summer in preparation for the long winter, although each family has a fine and efficient heating system. Instead of buying a new chair, one would spend several valuable days recovering an old one. People do things not for the tomatoes, the wood, or the chair. They do it for a sense of accomplishment, a sense of can-do, a sense of control. I run and bicycle and ski until I sweat because I feel that sweating is, for some strange reason, good. I feel in control of my health. Robotics, on the other hand, promises to free us from the drudgery of boring, unsafe, and heavy work. That creates a conflict in values. Work is good for us, while having a robot may make us lazy. Apart from income security, we need a personal feeling of worth. In this culture at this time, the feeling of worth comes from work. It is warned that we may eliminate work from a society whose entire history and ancestry were devoted to work. While there is no danger of limiting work in the immediate future, the promise and success of robotics lies in its ability to lessen work for humans. And yet we humans value accomplishment. Technology has given us the automatic washing machine, which we set for the appropriate cycles, right water amount, and suitable temperature, too. Water enters and leaves the machine automatically. Soap powder is added at the definite moment. The laundry is washed and then thoroughly rinsed, and a bell calls when the laundry is semi-dry. Is the washing machine causing a cultural crisis? Yes and no. The automatic washer, the food processor, the electric oven altogether have taken much of the drudgery and boredom out of housework. If the machine controls our housework and the machine controls our production, where do we find our sense of control and accomplishment? We no longer hunt and fish for survival. We no longer can or have to. We have turned to new kinds of work, and now that, too, is threatened. A man standing in an unemployment line complains. Society states that man must have a job. You grow up that way. Yes, and every woman, too. We need to do the things that give us a feeling of control over our lives and over our environment. We need to create. If machines do our laundry, cook our meals, and manufacture what we need, how do we reconcile our old values of work with the new technology?
Questions. 1. Why have Americans been busy working in their backyard? 2. What do we need apart from income security? 3. Which of the following statements is true? 4. What is the author's view? 5. What has happened since the emergence of the robot? Story. A priest who was walking through a small town saw a blackboard outside the front door of a school. It had been washed and put out to dry in the open air. There was a piece of chalk at the foot of the blackboard. So the priest took it and wrote in large letters, "I am a priest and I pray for you all." A lawyer happened to pass next, and when he saw what the priest had written, he added under it, "I am a lawyer and I defend you all." Then a doctor came by, took the piece of chalk and wrote on the blackboard, "I am a doctor and I cure you all." Finally, an ordinary citizen stopped, looked at what the others had written, thought for a few seconds, and then added, "I am an ordinary citizen, and I pay for you all."